Four.
What do you ever say today when you're in the Milky Way? Oh, tell me please, just to give you a squeeze. If I met you, I told you what to do. Seems a while since I could smile the way you do. How many times, if I try, if I may, when you're in the Milky Way? Half of your time beside me only. Atmosphere, the singular, raised by heat and wet. Seems a while since I could smile the way you do. Anyone mean to you standing in the Milky Way? Take life easy, I mean so easy. Why so empty? I told you, I can tell you what to do when I hold you. And I tell you I love you, I feel the time. Way you do. Give a gasp of life today when you're in the Milky Way. Oh, try to please knock on wood of the trees. Glad to mold you, mold you, and hold you. Means 5 miles in every way for you.
Oh, where are you now? Pussy willow that smiled on your sleeve. When I was alone, you promised a stone from your heart. My head kissed the ground, I was half the way down, treading the sand. Please lift a hand, I'm only a person whose armband beads on his hands and fall. Won't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all? The poppy birds wake, swing twig poppy friends around, brandish her wand with a feathery tongue. Ground. I was half the way down, treading the sand. Please, please lift a hand. I'm only a person with Eskimo chain. I tattooed my brain. Don't you miss me? Couldn't you miss me at all? where are you now? Pussy willow that smiled on this leaf when I was alone. You promised a stone from your heart. My head kissed the ground. I was half the way down, treading the sand. Please, please lift a hand. I'm only a person whose armbands beat on his hand. Hang tall. Won't you miss me? Wouldn't you miss me at all?
On a distant shore, miles from land, and the ebony totem in ebony sand, a dream in a mist of grey. On a far distant shore, the pebble that stood alone, driftwood lies half buried, warm shallow water sweeps shells, so the cockle shine. bare winding carcass stalk shimmers as flies scoop up meat, an empty way. Dry tears. Crisp flax squeaks, tall reeds make a circle of grey in a summer way around man. The dumb ground. glycerine, gold, goat, plover, gold, local stocks, type, food, wild, national, lake, flag, valve, gyroscope, set, heat, helium, leg, fair, state, invention, medieval, fraction, faction, alter, action, hunter, interest, bullet, market. Loads, liquids, eon, eaters, jaws, jungle, main, signal, knives, kitchen, ingot, larvae, mirror, mold, miocene, moat, poppy, rubber, radar, rags, sugar, teak, silver, pug, tin, beetroot, carrot, ebony, fruit, copper, silk.
I'm the only bird, a little third. I lost a quarter, had a yearning to be earning just a dollar a day, and in a way you should like it. Ectochrome plane, I see the flies.
We'll be right back. slam your point, to point your point, cause what are we supposed to crash in with this
door? You'll be scrapping bubbles on all fours.
Scream, die, laugh, scream, old woman with a casket.
The Pink Floyd gave was in Canada on CBC. There are precious few recordings of Syd Barrett talking about those early days, and this is one of the few. Syd Barrett, Roger Waters, and Nick Mason on CBC.
In a phonetic haze of sound and sight, a new concept of music has begun to penetrate the senses of Britain's already hopped up beat fans. Some call it free sound. Others prefer to include it in the psychedelic wave of isms already circulating around the Western Hemisphere. But this music, here and now, is that of the Pink Floyd, a group of four young musicians, a light man, and an array of equipment sadistically designed to shatter the strongest nerves. The Pink Floyd are new on the London scene. They've stupefied audiences at all-night raves, in church halls, at the Albert Hall, and on various tours in Britain. They've yet to make their debut on records. But perhaps the Pink Floyd themselves are most qualified to tell you what it's all about.
We didn't start out trying to get anything new, you know. It's entirely happened. We originally started virtually as an R&B group.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just sort of let loose a bit and started hitting the guitar a bit harder and not worrying quite so much about the chords.
It stopped being sort of third-rate academic rock.
you know, started being sort of intuitive groove, really.
It's free form. In sort of terms of construction, it's almost like jazz, where you start off with a riff and then you improvise on this, except to some extent the improvisation.
Where it differs from jazz is that when you, if you're improvising around a jazz number, if it's a 16-bar number, you stick to 16-bar choruses. You take 16-bar solos. Whereas with us, it starts and we may play three choruses of something that lasts for 17 and a half bars each chorus. And then it'll all start happening. And it'll stop happening when it stops happening, and it may be 423 bars later, or four.
And it's not like jazz music, because we
don't want to be pop stars, we don't want to be jazz music.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we play for people to dance to. They don't seem to dance much now. So that's the initial idea. So we play loudly, and we're playing with electric guitars. So, I mean, we're utilising all the volume and all the effects you can get.
But now, in fact, we're trying to develop this by using the light.
Yes, of course.
Right. But the thing about the jazz thing is that we don't have this great musician thing, you know. We don't really look upon ourselves as musicians as such, you know, period. Reading the dots, all that stuff.
How important is the visual aspect of the production?
Very, very important. It's quite a revelation to have people operating something like lights while you're playing, as a direct stimulus to what you're playing. It's rather like audience reaction, except it's sort of on a higher level. You know, you can respond to it, and then the lights will respond back.
There are various sorts of lights. There's simply flashing spotlights that are worked off a sort of control board, rather like a piano, so that they can be used very rhythmically. Uh-huh. And then there are a sort of effect lights that are usually coloured slides or wet slides, which are slides with some sort of liquids on them, so that you get some movement. Or they might be actual movies, such, in which case, as they have their own set speed and sequence, that it can't be altered by the operator. This changes the formation to some extent, because we tend immediately to play to that.
Mm. What happens at a performance? What happens with your audience? What's the feel you get?
Well, if we get very excited, and we get very excited when we're playing very well, then the audience gets very excited as well, you know.
Do they dance?
They may dance. It depends upon the sort of number and what's happening.
Yeah, and anyway, you hardly ever get this sort of dancing right from the beginning that you get, just as a response to the rhythm. Usually people stand there, and if they sort of work themselves into some sort of hysteria while they're there.
Yes,
they
dance out the takes front, the form of a front. Frenzy, which is very good.
They don't all stand in a line and do the medicine.
The audience just tend to be standing there, and just one or two people maybe, they sort of flip out and rush forward.
Yeah,
leaping up and down, you know.
Yeah. Freak out, I think, is probably the word.
Which I think, you know, it's an excellent thing, because this is what dancing is. This is really what dancing is.